little bit quicker today because of the delay. And we do have a fleet that is on the way home because, unfortunately, our enemies decided to run away and not engage rather than fight our glorious Jeff warriors. So, as usual for Firesides, we do questions and answers in Elysium at conference.goonfleet.com. So, I will talk about some stuff, and you guys can give me feedback or yell at me and ask questions, and maybe I answer them. And that's all in Elysium, not in mobile. So, the very first thing I want to talk about here is about Jeff or Jif or Yif or whatever we're calling it at the moment. And one of the challenges that we have is actually just communicating to the line what a huge success it's been. Like at the Kremlin level and above, everybody is like, holy fucking shit, this thing has gone off like a bomb. It's amazing. It's fantastic. We love it. But because it's not a traditional war and we're fighting in the Northwest where like Sword Dragon's stuff is on fire and collapsing and there's all this sort of chaos and stuff like that, you know, there's not necessarily any real indication for you guys, like, are we happy with the Jif deployment? Like, is Jeff doing well? Where are we going with this? Well, it's fucking fantastic. Like, it's seriously, this thing is one of the most successful new projects that we have had in a while. The way that I am measuring this, the success of this is, fuck you, Kakoyak, you got me. Well done, you got me. It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen, boys. You gotta take your owns on the chin like a man, and I just got owned. Anyway, but no, seriously, like the Jeff thing has been fantastic, and I want to tell you a little bit about how we're measuring it. We measure the success of Jeff purely based upon how much you guys are having fun and how much fighting you're doing. So when we started this project, I got up and herfed all these blurfs about how I want to see Typhoon Fleet a day at minimum. Like I want FCs getting out there and learning and potentially losing Typhoon Fleets, and just, you know, get stuck the fuck in and see what happens. The uptake level has been fantastic. Like it's genuinely been one of the most effective and exciting new projects we've had in a while. We try new stuff all the time. You guys see this if you've been with our organization for a while. And when you try lots of things, a lot of times the things that you try fail. You have to learn from failure. You have to assume that things will not work, learn from the mistakes, and build from there. And I think a lot of the lessons learned went into Jif in order to make the whole Jeff thing into the success that it is today. So high fives all around. We're really delighted by it, and we hope you guys continue to be delighted by it. We know you like it because the numbers on these fleets are crazy good, and we're still seeing constant combat, and we're also seeing you skirmish commanders stepping up, and our existing skirmish commanders getting ever more levels of experience from it. And we've changed the fleet meta in EVE Online with this deployment, guys. Like that doesn't happen often. Like when you deploy some stuff, a lot of times the enemy will fight you, but it doesn't really change. But it turns out that Typhoons and Sacrileges are really, really good and a lot of fun. And so our enemies have had to adapt after Munin fleet has been dumpstered. So, speaking on this, I am really excited about the frigate base ship. It is rare that we see a genuinely new come to EVE Online. If you aren't aware of this, CCP released a dev blog just the other day announcing that battleships will be able to put certain types of frigates inside of them. And when you essentially, instead of going to your pod when your battleship gets blown up, you go to your frigate. And one of the reasons why I'm so excited about this is that we, as an organization, historically are like the Imperium is the only group in the game that has ever put 1,000 battleships on a field, right? Like a lot, you know, Proto Legend, a great indication of how cool the frigate bay thing is was I was spurging out on Twitter and talking about how great it was, and Pro God Legend popped up and said that he didn't think it was really going to be a big deal and it wouldn't really matter, and you know, don't get too excited about it. So you know, when Pro God Legend says it's not going to be a big deal, that we shouldn't care about it, that I take that as evidence that my excitement is entirely warranted and that it's going to be awesome. So there are already a lot of opportunities there. We are going to be optimizing various frigate roles for the best possible types of frigate to put inside of your Typhoon. And basically, I think it will help us with participation a lot because we already have great participation with Typhoons and stuff like that. But we love Battleship Doctrines here in Goonstorm. We've always been total like Battleship Doctrine horrors, going all the way back to Baltic Fleets and putting 1,000 Megathrons on the field in 6VDT. It's kind of our thing. And I think that the biggest challenge with battleship fleets historically is always to convince people to be in a ship of the line, right? Like if you could get 200 battleships and like 30 Logi and additional support vessels, you've got a tight comp that's going to smash everything, especially if you stack a couple of these fleets together. The challenge is how do you convince, your line members to get in a battleship and give it a go? Now, obviously with Typhoons, that's not hard, or with Megathrons, that's not hard because we love battleships. But what I'm excited about with the frigate-based stuff is that it will allow a degree of personalization for your battleship. So you'll have a Typhoon, but if you're like, if your second ranked choice of what you want to do in a fleet fight is to, be Ewar, you put a Crucifier in there. And if your second ranked choice after your Typhoon blows up is to help out with Logi, you got a T2 Logi frigate in there. Or if you want to face fuck and tackle the guy that blew you up and got, the final blow, if you know who it was, you have an Inyo in there and heavy tackle and you can go after them. So I think that people will want to bring battleships more once the Frigate Bay thing goes in. And we are here for exactly that kind of shit. So there's a lot of cool sort of second layer doctrinal attrition kind of stuff, adding a fleet inside another fleet. Okay, so a few other items of business to go through. One of the things that I want to talk about is space coffins. The Jeff deployment has been so successful that we have noticed that there has been some challenges. It hasn't been like a real issue in our Supercap umbrella, which incidentally we're renaming. Kunmi came up with this originally. We are going to start referring to what had been the Supercap umbrella as the Rionosphere. And if you are unaware of why there is a pretty awesome video. So it's the Rionosphere. We've just decided it's cooler to call it that instead of Supercap umbrella. And Kunmi came up with that, all credit to him. So other empires may have Supercap umbrellas, but only in the Imperium do you have the Rionosphere. And sticks and stones may break my bones, but whips and chains do in fact excite me. So I like Rihanna. So, where are we going with that? Why was I talking about space coffins? Why was I talking about the Rionosphere? One of the things that has happened because we have so many keep stars in the year of our Lord 2020 is that our super capital pilots are not used to seeing their super capitals as space coffins, right? Like back in the day before keep stars, when you had a super capital or a Titan, supercarrier or Titan, that character was trapped. We called them space coffins because they couldn't dock in anything and you couldn't put the character into anything else. And this was bad gameplay design on a lot of levels, but that was just a fact of life at EVE for many years. And what we've realized with the success of Geth is that a lot of people now no longer have dedicated supercap alts, and if everybody's having so much fun doing the whole Jeff thing, then it's really getting hard for us to say, hey, come back to the Rionosphere and work on that, because we've just sort of assumed for a long time that people had dedicated supercap and Titan alts, and it turns out that the year of our Lord 2020, that is not the case. So I want to encourage everybody, if you are deployed on Jeff, that while you are working on that, just inject one of your alts to make sure that it can run your super caps or your Titans or whatever you got back at home in Delve while you are off working with El Jefe. Alts being alt accounts, I should say. Thank you, Robin Hood, for clearing that up. Yeah, back in the day, you were much less civilized and you had to have a dedicated character just to use a super cap, but could not dock it. It was a big pain in the ass. And so we have built up this huge super capital fleet. But one of the things that the GIF deployment has revealed is that a lot of people are no longer bothering with dedicated alts, and we would like to encourage that while you're doing the Jeff thing, that you have a super cap alt that can help manage the Rionosphere back in Delph. And yeah, essentially just inject an alt. So yeah, let's talk about some other things. I want to link this video here again. I sent this broadcast out a couple days ago, but I think it's very important for people to see that Who are our new allies that have been the first group that we have allowed to join the Imperium in years? I think the last group that we let to join the Imperium was snuffed out. That was like 3 years back. So Ranger Regiment, Iron Crown, Dracarys, they have a Chinese language talk show, which is basically just the meta show in Chinese. And one of the things that really resonated with me, and I said this broadcast around a couple days ago when we made the big announcement, is that these guys are so fucking proud to be part of the Imperium because, and you can hear it in their own words, the link that I have has subtitles on it, so you can just listen to these Chinese Eve leaders talk about how they feel about the Imperium and how proud they are to be one of the first entities in years to be allowed into the arms of our coalition. And we are really proud to have them on board. There is a we really haven't had any real troubles or teething problems with it. And I have been informed reliably by a leader in the Chinese community that I need to actually watch Crazy Rich Asians, the movie, to understand what we're dealing with here. Because in a lot of ways, we're not dealing with just like regular old gamers. There are actually some like fucking China, like crazy rich Asians are involved with our allies, which I think is really cool. So I'll be watching that movie tonight with my girlfriend, even though I hate romantic comedies and shiatsu. But yeah, it should be fun. So yeah, our new allies are awesome. Things are going really well. We're very proud to have them on board, and we're delighted to hear that they are proud of joining us. So be cool, or I shoot you. You guys know how this works. It is a technocratic autocracy over here, so there shouldn't be any issues. And if there are issues, we will shoot the issues. I want to move on to the next thing. Which is a reminder that a new moon awaits for you in the Off-Delve colonies. We've talked about the Off-Delve colonies in Aquarius and in Period Basis before. And last week, Tuzzy announced that we were opening up a ton of moons for rental in Period Basis. And that again, you are outside of the beauty that is the Rhyonosphere when you are in the Off-Delve colonies. So you can expect no support, no umbrella. No Rihanna, but you might strike it rich. So check that out if you're into that. Yeah, and I've been repeatedly told that Crazy Rich Asians is actually just legitimately really fucking funny, independent of the whole romantic comedy stuff. But I have been told by an official, honest to God, Crazy Rich Asian who is really fucking rich, and I think he's based in Singapore, that unironically, if you want to understand the Chinese community in EVE Online and at least some of the politics that are taking place in the Chinese community in EVE Online, to unironically watch Crazy Rich Asians. And I think, I'll watch tonight and we'll we'll fucking find out, right? It should be fun. Anyway, let's see where we're going. We talked about space coffins. We talked about a new moon awaiting you in the Off-Delve colonies. We talked about the Rhyonosphere. We talked about welcoming Ranger regiments and friends and taking a look at their version of the meta show. We talked about the frigate bays. Ah, locust fleets. There are locust fleets tomorrow, so be there if you want to make tons of money with your work walls. If you are not going to be mining with a locust fleet, remember that a locust fleet is a huge target for our enemies now. So I would ask you kindly to please bring your super capital class vessel, and we will temporarily move the Rhyonosphere to guard our locust fleet. I think that being part of a super capital umbrella is sort of a boring and standard thing now in EVE Online, but that being part of a Rhyonosphere, awesome and sexy and badass. So there you go. Okay, let's see. Let me take some questions. I think that's it in terms of bullet points of shit that we're going through. Yes, like the singer, that Rihanna. Do I miss Nazal Ghul? No, because I spend a bunch of time now on Twitter, and we were chatting a little bit back and forth on Discord before I got drowned in meetings, talking about Bernie Bro stuff. So he and I like tag team together on Twitter and run around and okay boomer people, and it's a lot of fun. Other questions? Meta show tonight. Yes, we will have Droneway is going to be joining us, and he is one of the leaders of our new Chinese coalition members, and he's also hilarious fun to talk to on Jabber. He uses all these like really funny face emojis, and he's just I've actually started referring to him, and I hope he understands that this is a very high compliment, but he is very enthusiastic, and I've started referring to him as like a Chinese Incosis, and I love Incosis, and if you don't, there's something wrong with you. So basically, like, Drone Wang is just incredibly Shobon, and I love him. And so he is going to be on the meta show, and I'm really happy to, Brisk and I have a bunch of questions. We're basically just going to be trying to dive into the culture. I think that learning about cultures internationally is one of the fun sort of almost mini games of the EVE Online political meta game, which is like periodically there's th these things where it's like, okay, well, from my position as like, Space Emperor or whatever, I'm like, I'm gonna have to learn how Chinese culture works on the mainland and how that's contrasted to the various other types of that culture, and I need to watch these movies, and I learn these things, and I gotta talk to people, and it's just fun to learn about stuff. But, whatever. I'm a big fucking nerd. Obviously, I'm a big fucking nerd because I run an EVE Alliance. So there you go. All right, boys and girls. So I actually have like one of those fancy talking head earpiece microphones that or earpiece speakers that that Brisk uses on the meta show, and apparently this means that I'm going to have to run like 6 feet of cable up underneath my shirt in order to get ready for the fucking meta show to use this thing, so I don't have AirPods sticking out of my ears. So I'm going to take one more question, and then we're going to call it for today, and then it'll be you can see a broadcast if you're part of the INN broadcast group. We'll send a ping about the meta show. I'm going to take one last question. What's my favorite color? Red or black? Basically, it's a toss-up. My favorite color is really a combination of red and black. Arindus asks, if we're using the Rihanna sphere, does this mean those moon bitches better have our money? Yes, very much. How is my Necromunda gang going? Oh God, the problem is I said I was going to answer one question, and then these questions that I'm getting asked are things that I really enjoy talking about. So after the meta show today, I will be completing my conversion. This is turbo nerd shit, guys. You do not need to listen to this. You can just go off and live your lives. But Kairos asked, and so brace yourself. I spent yesterday and today I'll be completing adding a Volkite Culverin of conversions from Forge World onto some subjugators from Necromunda, along with like gas mask helmets, and basically like it's just some turbo nerd trick, but it's fucking awesome, and I've won every single game. I've played 4 games of Necromunda, won all 4, top of the league, high fives all around. And that is that. I have a bunch more questions. I appreciate that you guys are asking me a whole bunch more questions, but I have to shut up and get ready for the meta show. So I'm not really going to apologize for delaying the fireside. We will usually delay firesides if we think our fleets are going to have a fight, because the fights matter more than me talking. So thank you guys so much for coming. We will be here again next week. And yeah, keep on keeping on with the Jeff, and keep on kicking ass, and think about what you want to put inside your Typhoon. Thanks for coming.